This premiere, Basic Instinct 2 in New York, is for concerned parents for AIDS research.
And how did you decide? I mean, were you a part of that decision?
Yes. I went to the studio when we were planning our premieres and around the world, and we discussed, you know, where would the American premiere be. And they talked to me about the fact that, you know, I've been an AIDS activist for so long, and that they would love to have a New York premiere that was very elegant. And we just talked about the possibilities of what we would do it for and if we would do a philanthropic premiere. And I talked to them about this, which I love very much, Concerned Parents for AIDS Research, and we all agreed that it would be a great cause. So the studio, Sony, is supporting it. Dior is supporting it. Chopard has been very supportive. My agent, Scott Lambert, donated money. So it's just been marvelous. Yeah.
Filming Basic Instinct, did you ever think there would be a sequel, and is this the way that you would have pictured it?
I think it's really great. I'm happy with the way that it turned out. I didn't think when I was filming it that there would be a sequel, or that if there was, that it would include me. So I'm actually kind of shocked and surprised about everything. Life is very propitious. You just never know. And so it was just great, lucky and fun.
And how about playing Catherine this time around? You know, you've matured, she's matured. How different was it?
It was different and exciting and scary and funny and hard and sometimes easy.
And finally, anything you want to share with us about your recent trip to Israel? I mean, we saw a lot about it, but I'd like to hear a bit more.
It was really marvelous. You know, when I got the call that Shimon Peres had invited me to come on behalf of the Peres Peace Foundation and talk about the subject of peace in Israel to both Israelis and Palestinians to travel and see their good work. They have hospitals where they're giving open-heart surgery to infants 1 to 4 months. And these are Palestinians and Muslims and Israelis and Bedouins. And it was just extraordinary. And to speak to the mothers and to go to the oncology ward and talk to the kids and to go to the schools where the kids are working together and living together in this school called Coexistence, and to go and to be, it's the biggest tennis camp there ever that has also all these mixed cultural kids working together and learning the understanding of peace. And they're doing these games where they run up and they say their name and they say a word in their language and the other kid says that word in their language and their name and runs back with the ball. And it was just so moving and exciting. And I learned so much being there. And I flew with a helicopter all over, and we went whitewater helicoptering over the Jordan River, and it was so exciting, and helicoptering over the sand dunes to see Bedouin outposts, and saw this great mission carved into the side of the sand dunes. It was, you know, hundreds of years old, and we went to the Dead Sea, and you know, you see in Israel that you just don't see on television because all we see is bad news on the news. And then you get there and it's this gorgeous place with these beautiful people who are really trying to work towards peace. And it was just, it was marvelous. It was so encouraging. And really every time I get to go and travel to these other countries and meet other people, I just come to understand more and more that we all want the same thing. We want to be loved, we want to be liked, we want to be seen, and we want to share our culture with you.
It sounds like we in the media have to do a better job of covering those things as well, isn't it?
It is true, and I thank you for understanding that, because really it is the journalist's job not just to take what you're being fed, but to go and explore and see and show the world what really exists. And you know what? People everywhere are just the same. They get out of bed the same way. They put on their pants the same way. And they say, I need to be cared about and loved. And you know, every kid in the war is some mother and father's son. And nobody wants peace more than a kid out there on the field. And we have to, for them, for those children, we have to be better. We have to try harder and we have to do more.